Arizona. Is Sanderson Ford Curtain. Romy, I heard you talking to Mr. Pratt the other day about how they're taking orders. You can custom order your vehicle. They're not asking for a deposit. They're going to order the vehicle for you. You're notified. I was just notified yesterday that that Ranger XLT that we ordered, it's going into production.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I got to put every little feature in it that I wanted for our guys. Most of our superintendents are going to be in that new Ford Ranger. And we got one and we tried it. We loved it. Decided to order another one. Yep.
This will be the second Ranger in the remodeling fleet.
I think that's going to be our fleet. I really do. So got notice. And then we needed an F-250. And I got to order it exactly the way I want it. And again, they just said, okay, we'll call you when it gets here. Well, would you want a deposit? No. You're just going to order it? Yeah. Put my name on it? Yeah. Call me when it gets here? Yeah. How much easier can it be than to do business like that?
That's Sanderson Ford, 51st Avenue in Glendale. And, you know, you can do it all online, but there's so many things about what's available in vehicles I don't know.
The internet machine cannot send you new car smell. It doesn't come through.
Well, just to be able to sit there and talk to a salesman, here's everything I want. Well, have you considered this option? Well, this engine package better, or this is the transmission you want. Or, you know, I want something with rear air conditioning ducts in the back. Well, you can only do that if you give up the middle seat in this model. So, I mean, there's just so many details I don't know because I'm not in the car industry. I'm in the car driving.
You're in the car driving business. Yes, you are. Yeah, you do a lot of it. So if you're in...
All in Fords.
Amen. If you're in the car buying mode, go to America's most award-winning Ford dealership. America's most Ford, most winning dealership, Sanderson Ford, located right here in Arizona. It's in Glendale, 51st Avenue. It's open Monday through Saturday, always closed on Sunday, and they make it so easy. You'll thank me for this recommendation. Ford buying... or any car buying, get to Sanderson Ford.
Our article this week talks about the reality of remodeling. We're going to go to Karen right now, but I just want to make an observation as I was reviewing the article again. It starts out talking about how the home improvement television was kind of pioneered by this old house, you know, started in the late 70s. And that one, from everything I remember, because it's been a long time since I've watched, you know, the original Bob Vila ones, those were a lot more accurate than... anything else I ever saw. And it made me think about, do you remember when Bob Vila used to make appearances on Tim Allen's Home Improvement sitcom?
Yes, yeah.
The stuff on Home Improvement that was designed to be a comedy was more realistic than what you see on HGTV today.
Yeah, you know, that can be true. That can be true. Well, the thing about the early This Old House is they were really appealing in the earliest shows to the craftsman. And just showing real techniques for improving your craftsmanship, which was great if you lived on the East Coast.
Right.
They came out.
You never saw any of those.
Kirk Development sponsored This Old House on Channel 8. And Bob Vila came out and did a historic renovation in the Encanto area about 1986. And at the time, I was working for Mr. Kirk. And so Mr. Kirk and I actually got to go down and meet Mr. Bob Vila, but you don't see much Southwestern trending information in national home improvement shows. It's really one of the areas, one of the ways I got the idea. Where do people go for information about home in the Sun Belt? You're not going to find it on HGTV. Let's go to Karen, who's been very patiently holding, and see if we can solve her plumbing problem. It looks like she's calling from South Central Phoenix down there around the Ahwatukee area. Miss Karen?
Hi.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
How may we help?
I'm calling with my husband and I. We live in Levine.
Okay.
And we have moved into a house 5 years ago, and we have hot water issues that the water won't cool down even when we run it for an extended period of time. and it scalds us. And there was an anti-scald thing that we took, that we removed, and we have recently replaced the water heater. But in the summer, the water still is so hot that we can't even use it to wash our hair or face.
Now, Miss Karen, how have been in the house how long?
About 5 years.
And what?
And it was
what is the age?
It was built in like 2015.
Okay, so it's fairly new. Okay, well that's.
Have you talked to any of your neighbors? Are they experiencing the same problem?
No, they said that it's hot, but not like that. I lived in the Ahwatukee area before, and my water was warm in the summer, and I would have to let it run. So I was used to having warm water in the summer, just, you know, from the heat and the ground heating up, but never had it so that it's so hot that I can't even put my head under the water. And
okay.
That's even after letting it run for 5 or 10 minutes.
5 or 10 minutes. Wow. Okay. We have a fundamental problem in the plumbing system. I'm not going to be able to diagnose it over the air, but we'll do the same thing for you that we did with Luann. And we'll get me and a plumber to visit with you, see the property, and see if we can't untangle this mess for you. Because that's what could be worse than in August? Going to your faucet, and all you can get is scalding hot water.
Well, and I think the first thing you do before we even call a plumber is find out where is the water treatment facility. New development in Levine, 2015. Is the plant a half a mile away? Is the plant 10 miles away? How deep are the plumbing lines? My
what are
guess
you thinking?
Is
the, you're
the,
thinking
the
of
water
it.
Treatment
it's coming
plant
that
is so close to the property, and the water's moving so quick, it doesn't have time to cool down underneath ground in these. And everyone is experiencing warm. She's saying hers is scalding, but hers is warm. And I mean, we see it a lot in development, especially because now so many of the pipes are PEX going in through the walls in the attic of the home instead of underground as well. I really think we've joked about it, but there's opportunity in water cooling technology for the summertime in Arizona.
Well, we'll have to take a look at it, and I'd be curious, Karen, if you went to your hose bib where the water comes in to your house, we call it the water manifold, if you turned that faucet on, is it being delivered to your house that hot? I would ask you to check that. I'm going to ask the call screener to get your phone number, and I'm going to be back in touch with you, and we'll visit some more, and we'll solve it. I'm not going to be able to solve it just right now on air. I'm going to need more information. We'll get you taken care of.
Water is a big issue in Arizona, and a lot of, you know, if you look at a lot of the headlines, it just creates a ever-growing doom and gloom. Talking about suspension of a development going on in the Superstition Vistas. Mojave County tries to protect water supplies against development. Drought forces states to face through tough choices about river levels. And you're like, why doesn't somebody do anything about it? You know, there's a lot of people doing a lot of things about it. And a couple examples of that. This week is Arizona's 95th annual water conference going on at the Phoenix Convention Center South Building. And then coming up.
Well, I'd love to be a fly on the wall listening to some of those conversations.
Hey, it's open to the public.
Oh, man.
azwater.org/events.
Okay.
And then coming up, it's actually a broadcast we had scheduled, but got pushed back a little bit with the CAP because there is a joint Colorado River shortage briefing, and they want to come in after that briefing. That's also open to the public. That's Friday, May 6th. They'll be joining us the following, not that next Saturday, the 7th, but a week later, in studio. And they'll be you can join in person at their Lake Mead Conference Room at 7th Street in the Deer Valley area, or you can do the live stream. Just visit CAP's website for those events. I mean, and I just wish there was a lot more talk about these events and the things going on at these events.
As opposed to the fear-mongering.
Yeah, and I'm not saying we're not in a bad situation or there's not drought, but there's a lot of people doing a lot of things, and that needs to be focused because it gives people ideas on how they can improve their own water use around their home and how to communicate to neighbors or other community people in the community as the topic of water comes up. You can help share that information with them and what is being done, what you can do as a homeowner, and just... You know, not.
There's a lot being done.
Not the doom and gloom of forever.
Yeah, people have asked me as I tour the country, Rosie, how can you be a builder in Arizona? Y'all going to run out of water. And there are so many states in worse shape than we are. Our forefathers, the early settlers, the leaders of our community have done a lot to ensure. There are states all around us that are in much worse situation than Arizona.
And there's even states coming after Arizona with water
that's right.
As a solution to their shortfall.
That's right. All right, we're here broadcasting from the Tucson Convention Center for the Saba Home and Patio Show. One of the things we'll be talking about here at the convention are the common mistakes that Arizona homeowners make. And I'd like to just take one area of things that a lot of you homeowners do wrong under the topic of air conditioning and heating. Number one, y'all use the wrong filter too often. You use spun fiberglass. We call it angel hair. And it's the least expensive filter you can buy. So you're putting the least expensive filter you can buy in front of a piece of equipment that's going to cost you to replace something in the neighborhood of $5,000 to $10,000. We would tell you, generally speaking, you're going to be better off, instead of spending 79 cents on a spun fiberglass filter, spend about $4 on a 1-inch paper pleated filter. Now, if you buy that paper pleated filter and you install it and it creates a whistling or a humming, or there's so much static pressure in the return air plenum that it sucks the paper up out of its deformed pleated position into a concave bubble, then you have more problems than filtering is going to solve. In that case, go back to the cheap spun fiberglass angel hair. So if that paper pleated filter causes your system to hum or whistle or sound like it's starving for air, then go back to the cheap. The next thing people do is they waste money on cleaning their ducts, okay? The duct cleaning services that you find in the Groupon coupon books come, they pass a vacuum through the registers, they pull the register down, pass a vacuum through the ductwork, vacuum all the ductwork, tidy up, clean, mount the registers back up, leave, charge you between $175 and $300 and leave. They haven't done anything to clean the coil, the air conditioning cabinet, and as soon as the unit comes back on, your ducts are dirty again. And one thing you need to know about these services is the last thing they do before they leave your property is they make an appointment to see you again in another 6 months. I would much rather you hire a qualified duct cleaning company that's going to partially disassemble your air conditioning system. They're going to use bacteriostatic soap to clean the A-coils, really clean the inside of the entire air handling cabinet and the ductwork. Then if you do that, you're going to be paying about $500 to $700 per air conditioning unit. And then you install a paper pleated filter. Folks, you won't have to clean your ducts for another 15 years. So I would discourage you from using duct cleaning services that try and schedule you to have them come by once or twice a year. They're not doing you a fair service. They're not really cleaning all the pieces of equipment that need to be cleaned, and they're not instructing you or training you on the right filters to use. So you don't need to spend $250, $300 a year cleaning your ducts for great indoor air quality. Just get it done once, filter the system properly, change the filter once a month, and you're good for 15 years. There's one little tip From Rosie on the House, we'll be back with more right after this.